Above the water, the edge of the steep bank falls away below, below to the fishers' huts. No water, only the lake for them. Dark, night but not dark, the moon full, shining. Silver, yellow second-hand light from her slow ascent. On the water, she trails her dress, vase wasted, from the dark horizon to the shore. Under her, the line between the lake and the sky is sharp and bright. Stealing light from the air above, she pushes back the dark around. But again, above, the dark shadows her trail upon the waves. Close to the flat circumference, the light sparkles with tiny waves. Nearer, it lies quiet, silver pooling on the silky calm. Under our feet, it breaks again into shoals of eels to reed-pricked shallows. A lonely canoe, no two, trailing slick slack water, snail slow across the train, long after they're swallowed up by the other side's inky indigo, impossible blues. Blues made of black and silver, Naples yellow, green and pitch. Skin, pale shadowed in the foreground, crinkled by your eye. Darker lip, upturned at the corner, furled full below, damp with indrawn breath. Your head, leaning to the daughter of the earth, climbing slow stairs into the night. Soft silver halo, tussled by the swim, recalls earlier light and breeze. Shoulders rounded, cloth smooth across your back. Arms bare, hair shadow under, warm skin clasping knees drawn to chin. No noise, but in the paint a whisper of night insects calling lust to one another in the dark. The thing about flake white is that it never quite covers. Where it lies, it grows tired of hiding secrets, shows them off to the patient. Come back tomorrow, next week, next year. Underneath, fish will glide faint smears. Under skin, a pulse will beat its silent life. On the left, a rock glows black. A bush burns green. Heavy leaves roosting, still and pungent in the paint. The moon calls you to come back into the centre. Don't you stray. See how I slip my skirt along my path. Watch while I drop it at my feet. Watching still, your face returns her smile.